were walking from the city with the weight of what had been, speaking low of all the rumors of the things we thought we'd seen. He drew near along the roadway, asked us what these matters were. We spoke of all that had been done there and the things that had occurred. We told him of the man called Jesus, mighty both in word and deed, how the rulers handed him over, how they nailed him to the tree. And some women came this morning saying that the tomb was bare, but we did not believe the words they said nor the things they did declare. Were not our hearts stirred within us while he spoke along the way, when he opened Moses' writings and the words the prophets say? Every line that we had heard before now aligned and testified. What was written through the ages was fulfilled in him who died. Was slow of heart to understand it all, the prophets plainly spoke. Was it not required for Messiah first to suffer, then be known? From the law through all the prophets, every passage brought to light, not a word stood there in isolation, all revealed before our sight. At the table in the breaking of the bread before our eyes, something shifted in the moment and we saw through the disguise. He was gone, but now we knew him not by form but by the word. What was hidden now uncovered, what was spoken now was heard. Were not our hearts stirred within us while he walked beside our way, when he opened up the scriptures and revealed what they would say? Every promise, every shadow, every sign we did not see, now made plain in full completion, all fulfilled in clarity. We returned at once to tell them what had happened on the road, how the word had come alive again, how the truth had been made known. Not a vision, not a story, not a passing voice we heard, but the living confirmation of the power in the word. All things written must be finished, every line and every thread. Law and prophets, psalms and witness, all fulfilled as he had said. Then he opened up our understanding, not to add but to reveal what was always there before us, now made known and fully seen. Were not our hearts stirred within us while he opened up the way, from the writings of the fathers to the things he came to say? What we heard but never grasped before now stood clear before our eyes, and the word we thought we followed was the one made flesh alive.